بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته and welcome all viewers. So today I want to share an email that a 14-year-old Muslim sister sent where she is articulating some of the main struggles that she and others like her are facing growing up nowadays, going to school. Now what do you think is probably the biggest issue that the youth face today? It seems pretty clear to me that it's the LGBT agenda. Now, some people really, truly underestimate this issue. They don't think it's that big a deal. Well, let's think about the reality of this agenda, where it stems from, and where it leads people. Now, foundationally, as human beings, we derive our values, our sense of right and wrong, purpose, direction, from a source, from somewhere. Now, I myself am a Muslim. Most of my viewers are Muslims. We derive our values, our sense of right and wrong, our understanding of reality and what is correct from divine revelation, from the all-knowing, from God. We understand that we are human beings. We have limited intellect. We didn't create ourselves. We didn't create the world around us. We don't maintain and sustain the heavens and the earth. Therefore, when authentically preserved divine revelation from the all-knowing, the perfect creator is given to us, we submit to it. We understand that this is the truth. However, if somebody is not guided by the all-knowing, then what are they guided by? Where are they getting their information from? We know that babies, they turn to their parents. So their parents teach them, their parents raise them. But how much do parents themselves really know? Parents are also flawed human beings. There are students. Who do students look to for guidance? They look to teachers. But what are teachers at the end of the day? They are flawed human beings. There are people who look to the government. They assume that because there is a certain law that was written by human beings that this is some sort of trustworthy guidance. But if those laws, if those teachings, if those parents aren't foundationally basing everything that they are doing on divine revelation, then of course there are going to be flaws because human beings are extremely limited. Now, a fundamental problem that occurs when you leave divine guidance and you go astray following flawed human beings and their desires and conjecture, we may not really understand how far that deviation will take us. God knows, Allah knows, but we don't. So, for example, the idea of liberalism, that human freedom is really the priority of this life. Where does that lead? Well, it inspires movements like feminism. This idea that men and women are completely equal, they're exactly the same. Well, what does that lead to? Well, if men and women are exactly the same, then what difference does it make if a man acts like a woman acts like a man? Well, what does that lead to? All types of sexual deviancy. What does that lead to? Broken homes. But the one thing that all of this has in common is that it rejects and demonizes actual true teachings from the all-knowing. Take liberalism, for example. The purpose of this life is not to just live as free as humanly possible. Our purpose in life as human beings is to worship the Creator. We cannot free ourselves from the boundaries that He set for us. What about feminism? Are men and women just completely equal? No, there are clear-cut differences. There are specific gender roles according to the one that created men and women. What about trying to change your gender? No, this is prohibited. What about one gender trying to act like and imitate the other? No, this is prohibited. What about the sexual deviancy and promiscuity that the LGBT agenda promotes? No, all of this is prohibited. So when all of these things are calling away from the truth, they are deviating from the straight path, we know that they are wrong, we know that they are dangerous, and we know that they lead to destruction. However, only Allah truly knows the level of destruction that they lead to. And just to help give you a glimpse regarding what's going on with this agenda being pushed, promoted, and spread and forced upon the youth specifically, I wanted to share this particular email. She writes, I'm a 14-year-old Muslima born and raised in London. A few years ago when I had just entered middle school, I tried my best to fit in with the students because I was at a new school. Before, since I was 10 years old, I had willingly started praying, but as I grew older, I grew more careless towards my religion. I became friends with a girl who was also supposedly Muslim, but it was clear she didn't take the deen seriously. I was friends with her for 2 years before I realized, and she told me, that she was pansexual. And for those of you who don't know what that means, pansexual can be described as not limited in sexual choice with regard to biological sex, gender, or gender identity. In year 9, I became friends with two girls who, even though they didn't wear the hijab, it was clear that they were excellent Muslimas who regularly prayed, fasted, and maintained the basic morals and values of Islam. When I started hanging out with him more, my behavior began to drastically change. I stopped cursing, reading fan fictions, and overall, I purified my mind and heart. That year was especially rough. LGBT began to be heavily promoted. Our teachers were especially determined to make us support it. We even had a class where we would discuss and debate issues within society such as feminism, abortion, LGBT, and racism. When it came to the topic of LGBT, the teacher asked the students to discuss among themselves what we could do to make homosexuality more accepted within our society. One of my good friends attended that class with me, and we'd regularly exchange looks with fear in our eyes whenever that topic would come up. One day, I just decided to slightly express my views as nicely as I could and see how the class would react. I said that instead of trying to promote it, which would make people repel from it, we should try to understand the other side's perspective, the religious people. Make them understand our views of the LGBT community and come to neutral terms. I said that respect is more important than support. The class didn't seem to take it well. I kept on getting dark looks from some students and even the teacher who seemed suspicious of our beliefs. It came to the point where I asked my parents to leave London and go back to our native country, Kurdistan, because I figured that our own culture has a safer environment for our education. My parents agreed and we returned. This year I'm in year 10, but the school I'm in is no different to the schools in London. The teachers are, thankfully, not forcing us into any of these things, but the students normalize it regularly. There are even a few bisexual students in my class, but I try to mind my own business and not get involved. So much has actually happened in this new school, I'm not even sure I'll be able to fit it in this email. I befriended a girl whom I thought was someone with good iman, good faith in Islam, but soon she told me she had a crush on some guy and things escalated quickly between them. Subhanallah, the crush led to them dating, holding hands, then kissing on the lips too. Our friend group was composed of two girls, me and that girl, and three boys. When she would go to hang out with her boyfriend, that then left me with the boys alone. And me, being in a situation where I was still new and was desperate for friends, had no choice but to be with them. Soon, one of the boys told me he loved me. It was the first time a guy had confessed, and I didn't know how to react. I just told him that he had to wait until we were at least 18. He agreed. We remained friends thereafter. What annoyed me a lot was that he was an active promoter of LGBT and was an atheist, but apparently he told me he'd change for me. But soon I realized that the guy was becoming more and more clingy. He would follow me wherever I went. The only place I could go to get away from him was the girl's bathroom. He knew not to touch me or express verbal affection, but he soon began constantly telling me that he couldn't live without me and he loved me too much. I got sick of it then. I told my parents and reported it to the social worker at school. Alhamdulillah, if the bond I had with my parents weren't that strong, things could have gotten a lot worse, but I always report my day to them so they're aware of everything all the time. When that friend of mine found out, she accused me of being merciless and cruel for turning him away and rejecting him. The group soon abandoned me and took his side. That girl and her boyfriend also broke up after 1 week. Wallahi, brother, sometimes I think that it's a miracle that I haven't turned away from Allah, but I think this story is proof of how significant it is that you pick the right friends and have a good relationship with your family because your friends have greater power over your mind than even your parents. So I would really like to thank this sister for sharing her experience with us. There are many important lessons and benefits to derive from this email, and perhaps the saddest thing to consider is that this sister is probably extremely rare. I mean, she really went above and beyond to try to hold on to her iman, to do what's right. She even convinced her parents to move to another country. But you would think, unfortunately, the vast majority of people just go along with everything that's being promoted, everything that's being pushed upon them, everything that their classmates and the people around them are doing and encouraging. So it really is important that we know what's going on with our children, what is being pushed upon them in school by their teachers, by their classmates. But in closing, I just want to remind all of us that life is a test. All that really matters is that we walk the straight path, because in the end, we're going to stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we're going to have to answer for how we acted in times like this. We see what's going on, we're hearing these stories, we're seeing it play out. What are we doing about it? How are we reacting to it? Are we protecting ourselves and our children, our families, our communities? Are we doing anything to try to redirect this path of destruction that society is racing down? Allah knows best. May Allah protect us and our children and our families and our communities. Thank you for watching. Jazakumullahu khairan. Wassalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.